Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dave Bartosz. Batting second. The center fielder, Johnny Hopp. Batting third. The left fielder, Buster Adams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ray Sanders. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Whitey Karowski. Batting sixth. The catcher, Del Rice. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Emil Verbin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, George Fallon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Jurasik. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Al Jurasik. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Culler. Batting second. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting third. The left fielder, Butch Niemann. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Mack. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Chuck Workman. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Carden Gillenwater. Batting 7th. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Eddie Joost. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Bob Logan. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Bob Logan. And now, play ball. Dave Bartosz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartosz hits a ball on the ground towards 3rd. Workman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mack scoops it up and throws to first, with Logan covering, for the out. Two outs. Buster Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler hits a fly ball into center field. Hopp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes takes first base on ball 4. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Holmes moves to third. Joe Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verbin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Holmes scores. Niemann moves to second. It's 1-0, Braves. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Braves. Jack Creel now pitching. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a fly ball into left field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Karowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karowski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a pop-up towards first. Sanders settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan strikes out. Two outs. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0 for 1 in the game. Culler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Fallon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fallon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Creel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Creel hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Bartosz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartosz is 0 for 1 in the game. Bartosz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Workman fields it and throws to first for the out. Fallon moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 0 for 1 in the game. Hop hits a pop-up towards short. Culler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Holmes takes first base on ball 4. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Niemann strikes out. One out. Joe Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Workman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Creel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Buster Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanders strikes out. One out. Whitey Karowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Karowski hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Adams moves to second. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0 for 1 in the game. Verbin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Adams scores. Rice moves to second. It's 4-1, Braves. George Fallon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fallon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fallon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Logan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Braves will come to bat. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gillenwater takes first base on ball 4. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 1 in the game. Massey strikes out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verben scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gillenwater moves to second. Two outs. Bob Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 1 in the game. Logan hits a fly ball into right field. Bartosz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jack Creel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Creel is 0 for 1 in the game. Creel hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Bartosz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartosz is 0 for 2 in the game. Bartosz takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 0 for 2 in the game. Hop hits a pop-up towards third. Workman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buster Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Holmes. Adams reaches second base with a double. Bartosz moves to third. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0 for 2 in the game. Sanders hits a line drive into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0 for 2 in the game. Culler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sanders scoops it up and throws to first, with Creel covering, for the out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Holmes hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Creel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Whitey Karowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karowski is 0 for 2 in the game. Karowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Workman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Workman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Emil Verben is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verben is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Verben hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Workman hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Gillenwater hits a pop-up towards third. Karowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 2 in the game. Massey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Fallon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fallon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fallon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Creel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Creel is 0 for 2 in the game. Creel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Bartosz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartosz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bartosz strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 0 for 3 in the game. Hop hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball towards center. Hop settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Hop. Bob Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 2 in the game. Logan bunts towards first. Sanders scoops it up and throws to first, with Verben covering, for the out. Joost moves to second. One out. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0 for 3 in the game. Culler hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Holmes is walked intentionally. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Joost moves to third. Holmes moves to second. Joe Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Karowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Buster Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0 for 3 in the game. Sanders hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Karowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karowski is 0 for 3 in the game. Karowski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Karowski moves to third. Emil Verben is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verben is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Verben hits a pop-up towards short. Culler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Braves will come to bat. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Workman hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Gillenwater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-3 in the game. Massey is hit by the pitch. Gillenwater moves to second. Clyde Klutz pinch runs for Phil Massey. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-3 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Karowski fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Clyde Klutz now catching. George Fallon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fallon is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fallon hits a pop-up towards third. Workman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken O'Day pinch hits for Jack Creel. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a pop-up towards third. Workman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Bartosz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartosz is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bartosz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Logan fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 4, and St. Louis Cardinals, 1. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.